is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five things you need to know for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. God bless you. Subscribe, share, click the bell for notifications, and then stick around after the break. Tell you how to guarantee we never get canceled. Topic number 5 today, a Trojan horse. Many of us looking at the pervasiveness of TikTok in our culture, especially with young people, probably celebrated the move by the United States government to strip TikTok of its Chinese ownership. The House just passed the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act by a margin of 352 to 64. 352 to 64. That means bipartisan support. When you see bipartisan support in Congress, it usually means the fix is in on something. And as always, read the title of the bill, assume it does exactly the opposite. And it appears upon further review, that's exactly what this bill does. It is not about TikTok in particular, but that's how it's sold to the American public. Most of us looking at TikTok and the influence it has on our young people, like, yay, great, let's throttle that. But that's not what the bill does. After years of championing the First Amendment, House Republicans now siding with the deep state in what amounts to a clampdown on free speech. Congress has now fallen in line with the deep state in trying to prevent us from using the internet to share our opinions freely. Democrats, they stand to lose a lot from this bill. 73% of TikTok users opposed the bill, and let's face it, most TikTok users being young, more likely to vote Democrat in the upcoming election. So Democrats are having to sell this to their users by saying, or their base by saying, it's going to make TikTok better. Don't worry. We're just going to get the Chinese out of it because, you know, they're spying on us, and it'll be bought by some kindly old hedge fund owner because, hey, Wall Street bankers have never done anything evil. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi saying this is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make it better. Well, that's not exactly what it is. The poison pill hidden inside the word salad coming from inside the beltway is this. Any website, desktop application, mobile application, or augmented or immersive technology application, that's words directly from the bill, that is, and I quote, determined by the president to present a significant threat to the national security of the United States, end quote, is covered. In other words, it basically gives the president of the United States the power to clamp down on any online application, not just social media site, but any online application, augmented reality or immersive, in other words, VR or AR technology that they determine is a threat to national security. Basically, anything the president says it is. You can see how this is dangerous. They've just passed a law giving the president the power to censor and control the internet. Democrats who voted for this, just explain to your base now how this is going to work when the next president is Donald Trump. Republicans who voted for this, explain to your base how this is a good thing if the next president happens to be Joe Biden again, or Gavin Newsom, or Michelle Obama. The bottom line is this: if you wouldn't trust your political opponents with this power, then you shouldn't have it either. This is what the Constitution of the United States is supposed to prevent. But as we are learning here in the 21st century, there's a very powerful cabal inside the Beltway that doesn't want us to live according to the Constitution anymore. They're telling us that we are, but we're not. Topic number 4 today, Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a formal approval for the IDF to go ahead and move into Rafah. That is the southernmost enclave in the Gaza Strip, the border crossing to Egypt, where 1 million Palestinian Arabs are now taking shelter from the ongoing fighting. This Netanyahu characterizing Hamas's demands for the ceasefire talks as still absurd. Hamas presented its plan Thursday. They want a 6-week ceasefire with the release of about 40 Israeli hostages, but Israel would have to give up about 400 Arab prisoners, including many who have killed Israelis. It's ridiculous. Crucially, the proposal from Hamas would also include the return of displaced Palestinians to their homes and a withdrawal of Israeli forces from the enclave. Israel said that just is not going to happen. Now, Israel is having a problem concerning the increasing condemnations coming out of Washington, D.C. Surprisingly, last week, on Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who prior to this week was seen as a staunch ally of Israel, said, quote, Netanyahu has lost his way, and calling Netanyahu a pariah. And as we told you last week, the Office of Director of National Intelligence here in the United States issued a rather odd threat assessment where they said that Netanyahu's viability as leader, as well as his governing coalition of far-right and ultra-Orthodox parties that pursued hardline policies on Palestinian and security issues, may be in jeopardy, end quote. Again, that does not track with what we're hearing from friends in Israel, but it may be laying the groundwork for, oh, see, we told you this was going to happen. Pray that I am wrong and that we're not about to get our fingers into another regime change, especially with an ally. Topic number three, the border has reached you. The Biden administration's disastrous southern border policies are sparking a wave of violent crime by illegal immigrants. More than 10 million have crossed the southern border since January of 2021, alongside calls from progressive lawmakers to defund or reimagine the police, which is leaving major metropolitan areas understaffed as far as police goes. Seattle, lowest staffing levels ever. Pittsburgh, reducing to 20 officers on the overnight shift, 3 to 7 a.m., no longer responding to calls unless they are emergencies in progress. Series of new headlines. Apparently a Chilean crime gang or a series of Chilean crime gangs that have crossed into the country illegally are on a burglary spree here in the U.S., targeting wealthy neighborhoods from coast to coast. NBC 7 in San Diego, Chilean break-in crew is back. Fox 2 Detroit, high-end Michigan burglaries tied to Chilean crime ring. NBC 10 Philadelphia, another Chilean man arrested as Montco targeted by South American theft groups. ABC 7 Los Angeles, OC judge throws out plea deal in case involving alleged Chilean burglary ring. NBC 12 Scottsdale, these are professionals. Latest arrests in East Valley burglary cases tied to Chilean crime ring. Oklahoma News 4, million-dollar OKC homes burglarized, possibly connected to Chilean crime ring. Zero Hedge, South American gangs target dozens of mansions in Detroit. AP News, three Chilean nationals accused. You get the idea here. This wasn't happening 4 years ago. The latest crime spree these Chilean gangs are going on is in wealthy neighborhoods in Upper Baltimore County in Maryland. February 3rd, Baltimore County police arrested five suspects whom Border Patrol identified as members of a criminal organization known as the South American Theft Group, and they all had ID cards from Chile. They target large homes in wealthy areas, often Asian business owners. One of the guys arrested, according to charging documents, had an internet search on his phone of where to find millionaire neighborhoods in various cities. Investigators say this gang in Baltimore County also responsible for burglaries in North Carolina, Alabama, and Oklahoma. Topic number two, chaos in Haiti. Sadly, U.S. State Department officials say more than 20 or 30 U.S. citizens, while being rescued from Haiti on a government-chartered flight, not the last Americans stuck there. They're working to arrange more flights to get Americans stranded in what is now almost behind enemy lines. Many of these are missionaries working in Haiti, both at orphanages and just basically outreaches there in the impoverished country. Powerful gangs continue their battle to topple the government there. The capital of Port-au-Prince has become a war zone, cut off from the rest of the world, reportedly 80% of the capital under the control of gangs. Haiti's former foreign minister warns that the country risks becoming a big open-air jail run by gangs who will fight international attempts to get the violence under control so that a new government can be established. Pray for the people of Haiti. That country is turning into total anarchy. Coming up in New Orleans, they've got a different problem. Stoned rats. Yes, and. Details on a special solidarity mission to Israel Sharon and I are putting together in early May. If you're interested in coming to Israel with us, standing shoulder to shoulder with the Israelis at this time, stay tuned. Details on that coming up on 5 and 10.
There is an all-out war being waged on the minds of an entire generation of today's young people.
State lawmakers are now questioning how 70 foster kids can go missing.
They have convinced us in the West that children are a burden. Birth rates are below replacement levels just about everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere.
People would have to be utterly blind or insane not to recognize the current heartbreaking onslaught against our most vulnerable citizens, our children.
Children who have been thrown up against walls and locked in closets. Children who hide under their beds in fear and whose nightmares are real. Children who have been beaten with 2x4s, whipped with bicycle chains, and burned with cigarette butts.
Children living in foster care are 4 to 5 times more likely to commit suicide than those who are not.
An agenda to submit our current generation of children to a fate far worse than death is being carried out.
I was 5 years old. I was doing dishes. My mom was so mad. She picked up one of the steak knives and shoved it through my hand and just walked away.
Who will stand in the gap for these children? These are real lives.
Item number one today, stoned rats in the Big Easy. This is a real story. Rats are getting into the evidence room at the New Orleans police station and getting high as a kite. They're eating up the marijuana in the evidence locker. It's held under lock and key, but the evidence locker is apparently not secure, at least not from the rats. Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick told the City Council's Criminal Justice Committee, "The rats are eating our marijuana. They're all high." And apparently they are leaving a real mess. Kirkpatrick argued that the current police headquarters, built in 1968, not fit for modern police force. Elevators are broken, no air conditioning. Officers are forced to work around rats and cockroach droppings. Rat and cockroach droppings left on their desks. And the stoned rats of particular concern because their taste for the weed could jeopardize criminal cases. Yes, we caught this guy, we got the evidence, but the rats ate the evidence. We are devolving into something less than a first world country. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, is on now. You still get 90 days access, even though access began February 29th. You haven't missed anything. You still get 90 days from the time you sign up. Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Zev Porat, Pastor Carl Gallops, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, many other speakers. You don't want to miss this. Plus, as a free bonus, all 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. All of that yours with one. Just register now, defenderconference.com. You decide what to watch, when to watch. In a sense, you are setting the conference schedule. Take advantage of this cutting-edge information. defenderconference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we begin a series about the forthcoming docuseries from Skywatch TV called Rescue Us. It's about why we do what we do, the vision of Tom and Nita Horn for Whispering Ponies Ranch, and why Skywatch TV even exists. This week, you also get to find out how Tom and Nita met. It's a hilarious story. Tom telling stories on himself. You can watch it right now at our website. All of our video content is always at skywatchtv.com. You can catch it on the over-the-air broadcast. Set an appointment. You can find out when and where to watch. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. It's available on our Apple TV and Roku channels right now, and coming soon, the Fire TV channel as well. You can also catch it at Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, get our free mobile app. This guarantees we never get canceled because we won't be canceled from our own app. All of our video content is there, along with other features. It is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. We have links to those app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Coming up in early May, Sharon and I are putting together what we're calling a solidarity mission to Israel. This is basically a one-week trip to Israel, May 6th through 13th, where we'll visit some sites connected to the October 7th attacks down in the Negev, Sderot, a couple of the kibbutzim that were attacked. And while we're down there in the Negev, we will have a barbecue with IDF soldiers. We will visit important sites in Jerusalem, like the Mount of Olives, the Temple Mount, the Western Wall, the tunnels. We'll visit the Friends of Zion Museum, the Israel Museum, with a wonderful, wonderful memorial for the Holocaust. In Tel Aviv, we'll visit Hostage Square, where families of those still being held in Gaza are still sitting vigil, and also an exhibit based on the Nova Music Festival that was attacked on October 7th. This is a time when Israel needs our support. Their economy has been brought to a halt. A population of 9 million, 1 million people called up into the reserves. Our good friend Aaron Lipkin, CEO of Lipkin Tours, age 49, called into service by the reserves as a combat soldier. The archaeologist who took us to Gilgal Rephaim last March just spent 90 days in Gaza with a combat unit. This is what's happening in Israel right now. But it is still secure. Zev Porat was just here in the Ozarks. He flew out of Tel Aviv and flew back home again. We would not take you into an area that is not secure. And again, we'll be in Jerusalem for most of this visit and seeing the sites that you want to see. Ground zero in this long supernatural war, if you will, including the Temple Mount itself. If you're interested, this is not a Skywatch TV event. Joe Horn has given me permission to talk about this on this program. Go to gilberthouse.org/travel for information. gilberthouse.org/travel if you want to join us on our solidarity mission to Israel, May 6th through 13th. And thank you. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.